Ladies and gentlemen, Texans and Tejanos, you are tuned to the show that talks the talk and walks the walk. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. It's a special edition of the program. Well, I've got to be out doing something else, my friends. And our Lone Star story of the day, disparate impact thinking is destroying our civilization. What? What do you mean disparate impact? What is that? Well, Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute explains very well. Once you get into it, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. And it's more of these derivatives from modern Marxism, straight out of it. Critical race theory, DEI, very much a part of DEI, and which is really a subset of critical race theory. This is the stuff that is intended to destroy our civilization. That is very hard for people to understand. And this is one of my frustrations. Yes, people, these things really are programs of a political belief, Marxism, that wishes to destroy Western civilization. Period. It's just shocking that so many people don't understand, because it's just like with communism itself. The leaders have explained it. They've written books. They write stories. They have articles. They have journals. They've been telling you, and they don't hide it. They don't hide it at all. And yet most people around will say, well, that's radical. You're some conspiracy theorist. And then you just become like me, more and more cynical as you get older, because you realize that people who are in high elected office and people with money and power in your town are absolutely ignoramuses about this kind of stuff. This is our Lone Star story of the day. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star Story of the Day here on Pratt on Texas. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. You can get a recording of today's show or other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. My friends, let's dive in. By the way, if you want a direct-to-me email address, all you have to do is join the listener club at PrattOnTexas.com. We're going to be 20 years before too long. We're 18 years now, I guess, and I never given that information out to anybody else. I personally handle the subscribes and unsubscribes, and you get a direct-to-me unfiltered email address, and I generally read those first before even my business emails, which that account usually has 400 to 700 items in it when I sit down for the show in the office every morning. The Listener Club email is your direct link to me, and I've started doing this sort of regular, at least monthly, mail out to it because people have begged and begged and begged me to do. I used to go 4 or 5 months without sending anything and just let you know when we're going to be somewhere, like where you live, for an event or something, and maybe some voter recommendations, and I do that. Now we're trying to do it at least once a month, calling it the Pratt Periodic, so you'll get something once a month or so, and I don't give your information out to anybody. It truly is my listener club. And in this age of being deplatformed, being canceled and deplatformed, this is the only way we can let you know where we are when that happens. So go to PrattOnTexas.com, join the listener club. I want to get into this piece from Imprimus, the publication from Hillsdale College that you heard the late Paul Harvey talk about all the time. It's free to subscribe. I've been a subscriber for probably 40 years. I'd say so. 40 years probably in high. Yeah, I sure have. And it's free. And it's just one little sheet that comes. They don't send you a bunch of other stuff. It's great. Just go to Imprimus, I-M-P-R-I-M-I-S, imprimus.hillsdale.edu and subscribe. Imprimus.hillsdale.edu and subscribe. And you'll enjoy it. You can always unsubscribe. They take you off the list if you don't want to get it anymore. I don't know why you wouldn't. It's free. And every issue is an edited speech to Hillsdale, usually, to the students there, our faculty, by a thought leader. And Imprimus is just Latin. It means in the first place. Heather McDonald is the Thomas Smith Fellow at the Manhattan Institute and a contributing editor of City Journal. She earned her BA from Yale, an MA in English from Cambridge University, and a jurisprudence doctorate, lawyer from Stanford Law School. She writes for the Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, The New Criterion. She's written a lot of books, The War on Cops, How the New Attack on Law and Order Makes Everyone Less Safe, and When Race Trumps Merit, How the Pursuit of Equity Sacrifices Excellence, Destroys Beauty, and Threatens Lives. She's one of our really good thinkers out there and writers. And on February 15th, she spoke to the Hillsdale College National Leadership Seminar in Naples, Florida. The most consequential falsehood in American public policy today is the idea that any radical disparity in any institution is by definition the result of racial discrimination. If a cancer research lab, for example, does not have 13% black oncologists, the black share of the national population, it is by definition a racist lab that discriminates against competitively qualified black oncologists. If an airline company doesn't have 13% black pilots, it is by definition a racist airline company that discriminates against more competitively qualified black pilots. By the way, they make this claim even if those supposed people that are being discriminated against don't exist. In other words, they don't apply. She says, and if a prison population contains more than 13% black prisoners, more than 13% black prisoners, our law enforcement system, our judicial system is racist. The claim that racial disparities are proof of racial discrimination has been percolating in academia and the media for a long time. After the George Floyd race riots of 2020, however, it was adopted by America's most elite institutions. From big law and big business to big finance, even museums and orchestras took up the cry. That's not a joke. Many thought that STEM, the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, would escape the diversity sledgehammer. Boy, were they wrong. The American Medical Association today insists that medicine is characterized by white supremacy. Nature magazine declares that science manifests one of, quote, humankind's worst excesses, racism. The Smithsonian Institution announces that emphasis on the scientific method, quote, emphasis on the scientific method, and in an interest in cause and effect relationships, in other words, basis of science, are part of totalitarian whiteness. As a result of this falsehood, you see why I'm so disgusted that people in elected office and our communities and everything that think they're big muckety-mucks don't know anything? Because you tell them this stuff, they think they may be nice to you, but when you leave the room, they think you're a crazy radical. They're the ones who are ignoramuses, and the left is banking on it, folks. McDonald writes, as a result of this falsehood, we are eviscerating meritocratic and behavioral standards in accordance with what is known as disparate impact analysis. Consider medicine. Step one of the medical licensing exam, taken during or after the second year of med school, tests medical students' knowledge of anatomy, physiology, and pathology. Something you should know, right? On average, black students score lower on the grading curve, making it harder for them to land their preferred residencies. Step one, in other words, has a disparate impact on black medical students. The solution implemented last year was to eliminate, how does this make you feel safe? To eliminate the step one grading disparity by instituting a pass-fail system. Hospitals choosing residents can no longer distinguish between high and low achieving students. And that, of course, is precisely the point. You need to know this. The average medical college achievement test, the MCAT score for black applicants, is a standard deviation below the average score of white applicants. Some medical schools have waived the submission of MCAT scores altogether for black applicants. The tests were already redesigned before to try to eliminate the disparity, but the disparity exists. And so what do they do? What's the solution? Well, just get rid of the test. More in a moment on Pratt on Texas.
Don't like the breaks? Some say the breaks are better than Pratt. But then again, those folks don't listen.
We've been to our official dentist in Costa Rica several times over the years, and it all started with my dental emergency. My lowest quote in Lubbock just for the emergency work was a huge amount. My neighbor had been using Dr. Zuniga for years and put me in touch. Soon we were in beautiful Costa Rica, and the entire trip, lodging, flights, great dining, everything for two, cost us less than the lowest dental quote at home and included both of us having all of the dental work we needed, including replacing all our old metal fillings. Click the dental care banner at proudontexas.com to get started.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
He secretly has a red, white, and blue flag in his closet with the number 1787 scrawled on it. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Picking right back up from disparate impact thinking is destroying our civilization by Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute appeared in the February 2024 version of Imprimus, which you can subscribe to free, imprimus.hillsdale.edu. We're talking about the MCAT, the Medical College Achievement Test. A quarter of the questions on the MCAT now focus on social issues and psychology, not the things they're supposed to do, like, you know, biology and, your, you know, how your body works and physiology, pathology, all that. Okay, so now they've got a quarter of the questions on social issues and psychology, but that wasn't good enough. The medical school curriculum's being revised to offer, and by the way, this is true even at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. They had the DEI, they have DEI champions there. They have hired very left-wing people. Do not believe this isn't in your town or your area. The medical school curriculum's being revised to offer more classes in white privilege and focus less on clinical practice. The American Association of Medical Colleges will soon require that medical faculty demonstrate knowledge of, quote, intersectionality, end quote, a theory, another Marxist theory, about the cumulative burdens of discrimination. Heads of medical schools and chairmen of departments like pediatric surgery are being selected on the basis of identity, not knowledge. The federal government is shifting medical research funding from pure science to studies on racial disparities and social justice. Why? Not because of any assessment of scientific need, but simply because black researchers do more racism research and less pure science. The National Institutes of Health has broadened the criteria for receiving neurology grants to include things like childhood welfare receipt, because considering scientific accomplishment alone results in a disparate impact. What is at stake in these changes? Future medical progress and ultimately lives. Standards are falling in the legal profession, which came up with the disparate impact concept in the first place. No surprise there. Upon taking office in 2021, President Biden announced that he would no longer submit his judicial nominees to the American Bar Association for a preliminary rating. Why? According to a member of the White House counsel's office, allowing the ABA to vet candidates would be incompatible with the diversification of the judiciary. The claim was dubious. The ABA, after all, cannot open its collective mouth without issuing a bromide about the need to diversify the bar. Its leading members are obsessed with the demographics of corporate law firms and law school faculty. This is the same ABA that gave its highest rating to a Supreme Court nominee who, as a justice, would make the false claim during a challenge to COVID vaccine mandates that over 100,000 children are in serious condition from COVID and many are on ventilators, end quote. State bar associations are also busy watering down standards. Yeah, Texas. This is Texas. Our state bar is left-wing political radical, folks. The legislatures need to separate them and get rid of them and let them have no charge over the licensing of lawyers. State bar associations are also busy watering down standards to eliminate disparate impact. In 2020, California lowered the pass score on its bar exam because black applicants were disproportionately failing. Yeah, so instead of giving them better education and catching them up to date and stuff, no, we just lowered the standards. Only 5% of black law school graduates passed the California bar on their first try in February of 2020, compared to 52% of white law school graduates. Oh, well, it's got to be, that test must be racially, you know, loaded, except the problem is 42% of Asian law school graduates passed it. The lack of proportional representation among California's attorneys was held to be proof of a discriminatory credentialing system. The pressure to eliminate the law school admission test, the LSAT, requirement for law school admissions is growing because it too has a disparate impact. As a single mother told an ABA panel, I would, quote, I would hate to give up on my dream of becoming a lawyer just due to not being able to successfully handle the test, end quote. Folks, why don't you just go buy the title then? You know, go work an extra job at Denny's and pay $1,000 and get the title and have no qualifications, because that's the mentality behind this. Because you have a dream of it. Oh, well, you're just entitled to it. Bull. McDonald says, note the assumption in that quote, though. The problem always lies with the test, never with the test taker. By the way, this is true for our public school testing that everybody bemoans and blames. People don't know anything. That's why they can't pass a test. The LSAT requirement will almost certainly be axed. The curious state of our criminal justice system today is a function of the disparate impact principle. If you wonder why police officers are not making certain arrests or why DAs are not prosecuting whole categories of crimes such as shoplifting, trespassing, or fare beating, it is because apprehending lawbreakers and prosecuting crime have a disparate impact on black criminals. Urban leaders have decided they would rather not enforce the law at all, no matter how constitutional that enforcement, than put more black criminals in jail. Walgreens, CVS, and Target would rather close. I wish Target would close down everywhere. They're a bunch of lefties. Walgreens, CVS, and Target would rather close down entire stores and deprive their elderly customers of access to their medications than confront shoplifters and hand them over to the law, because doing so would disproportionately yield black shoplifters, as the viral looting videos attest. Macy's flagship store in New York City was sued several years ago because most of the people its employees stopped for shoplifting were, you get it, black. The only allowable explanation for the fact was that Macy's was racist. Yeah, it wasn't permissible to argue, rightly, that Macy's arrests mirror the shoplifting population. Even colorblind technology is racist. Speeding and red light cameras disproportionately identify black drivers as scofflaws. The solution to disparate impact is the same as we saw in the medical licensing exam. Throw out the cameras. Well, in that case, I'm all for it, because we shouldn't be doing law enforcement by camera. But not for that stupid reason. Heather McDonald says the result of this de-prosecution and de-policing has been widespread urban anarchy, and in 2020, the largest one-year spike in homicide in this nation's history. Thousands more black lives have been lost to drive-by shootings. Dozens of black children have been fatally gunned down in their beds and in their front yards and in their parents' cars. No one says their names because their assailants were not police officers or white supremacists. They were other blacks. Uncomfortable facts. We need to face up to the truth. The reason for racial underrepresentation across a range meritocratic field is the academic skills gap. The reason for racial overrepresentation in the criminal justice system is the crime gap. Let me issue a trigger warning here. I'm going to raise uncomfortable facts that many well-intentioned Americans would rather not hear. Keeping such facts off stage may ordinarily be appropriate as a matter of civil etiquette. But it's too late for such forbearance now. If we cannot accept the skills gap and the behavior gap, we're going to continue destroying our civilizational legacy. Let me also make the obvious point that I'm talking about group averages. Thousands of individuals within underperforming groups outperform not only their own group average, but great numbers of people within other groups as well. Here are the relevant facts. In 2019, 66% of all black 12th graders, seniors, did not possess even partial mastery of basic 12th grade math skills, defined as being able to do arithmetic and read a graph. Only 7% of black 12th graders, oh, by the way, but we don't need school choice, do we? We just need to put more money into these teachers' unions, urban schools. It's disgusting. Anyway, Only 7% of black 12th graders were proficient in 12th grade math, defined as being able to calculate using ratios. The number of black 12th graders who were advanced in math was too small to show up statistically in a national sample. The picture was not much better in reading. 50% of black 12th graders did not possess even partial mastery of basic reading, and only 4% were advanced. By the way, you know what's going on in Texas? And Republicans are a big part of it, too? Get rid of the test. Join with the teachers' unions because it's uncomfortable to see the results. It's uncomfortable to see the failure of our public schools in small towns and in big cities. So just get rid of the test. Well, Robert, they teach to the test. Folks, if they taught to the test, people might pass it. Let's be frank. If all you taught them was how to pass that test, they might pass it. If they can't pass it, it's because they don't even have general knowledge. Heather McDonald goes on in this piece in a Primus in a moment on Pratt on Texas.
He gets so much in during the show, you can handle a short break. Pratt's back in a moment.
Thousands choose Costa Rica for their dental care needs annually. It's a short flight from Texas. Even Southwest serves the country, and you'll get the exact same equipment and materials you get at home, but at a fraction of the price. When there, you're never far from a day at the beach, a dip in natural hot springs, or a walk through a rainforest. The food, lodging, and shopping is world-class. Texas Tech has a campus near our official dentist. Learn how you can have the highest level of dental care from our exclusive dentist at massive savings compared to the U.S. by clicking the Dental Care banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information, cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
DOT-regulated drivers, owner-operators, line up your required random drug testing program with Allied Compliance Services. Be legal and safe up and down the road. You will be a valued customer with Allied Compliance, and they will be on call to help when you need it. Visit AlliedCompliance.com, AlliedCompliance.com, or phone 800-411-6906. Call Allied Compliance at 800-411-6906.
Standing in spirit with those who won Texas liberty and working to stop the hordes on the left. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to this special edition of Pratt on Texas, where we review the speech of the very smart Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute from Imprimis, February 2024. Disparate impact thinking is destroying our civilization. Subscribe to Imprimis at imprimis.hillsdale.edu. It's free. I've been taking it, I bet, near 40 years, and when old the late Paul Harvey used to promote Imprimis. Back to this piece. According to the ACT, a standardized college admissions test, only 3% of black high school seniors were college ready in 2023. The disparities in other tests, the SAT, the LSAT, the GRE, and the GMAT, are just as wide. Remember these data when politicians and others vilify Americans as racist on the grounds that this or that institution is not properly diverse, proportionally diverse. We can argue about why these disparities exist and how to close them, something that policymakers and philanthropists have been trying to do for decades. Folks, the left and the teachers' unions and the pro-public ed lobby have been trying to not deal with it for decades. That's why we're in the mess we're in that ground. She writes, but in light of these skills gaps, it is irrational to expect 13% black representation on a medical school faculty or among a law firm's partners under meritocratic standards. At present, you can have proportional diversity or you can have meritocracy. You cannot have both. As for the criminal justice system, the bodies speak for themselves. President Biden is fond of intoning that black parents are right to fear that their children will be killed by a police officer or by a white gunslinger every time those children step outside. The mayor of Kansas City actually proclaimed last year that existing while black is another high-risk activity that blacks must engage in. The mayor was partially right. Existing while black is far more dangerous than existing while white, which is a shame. But the real reason is black crime, not white vigilantes. In the post-George Floyd era, black juveniles are shot at 100 times the rate of white juveniles. Blacks between the ages of 10 and 24 are killed in drive-by shootings at a rate nearly 25 times the rate of whites in that same age cohort. Dozens of blacks are murdered every day, more than all white and Hispanic homicide victims combined, even though blacks are just 13% of the population. The country, the Democrats, all of them, turn their eyes away. Who's killing these black victims? Not the police, not whites. Other blacks are. As for interracial violence, blacks are a greater threat to whites than whites are to blacks. Blacks commit 80, of course, that's, we all know that's just a legacy of slavery. Yeah, right. Blacks commit 85% of all non-lethal interracial violence between blacks and whites. 85%. A black person is 35 times more likely to commit an act of non-lethal violence against a white person than vice versa. Yet the national narrative insists on the opposite idea, and too many dutifully play along. These crime disparities mean that the police cannot restore law and order in neighborhoods where innocent people are most being victimized without having a disparate impact on what? Black criminals. So the political establishments decided not to restore law and order at all. Civilization's at stake. It is urgent we fight back against disparate impact thinking. As long as racism remains the only allowable explanation for radical disparities, the left wins and our civilization will continue to crumble. Even the arts are coming down. Classical music, visual art, theater, all are dismissed as a function of white oppression. The Metropolitan Museum of Art mounted an astonishing show last year called The Fictions of Emancipation. The show's premise? That if a white artist creates a work intended to show the cruelty of slavery, that artist, in this case, the great 19th century sculptor Jean-Baptiste Carpeau, is in fact arguing that the natural condition of blacks is slavery. Really? Prosecuting this nonsensical argument required the Met to ignore or distort almost every feature of the Western art tradition, including the representation of the nude human body, artists' use of models, and the sale of art. Only Western art, of course, is subjected to this kind of hostile interpretation. Chinese, African, and Indian cultural traditions are still treated with curatorial respect. Their works analyzed in accordance with their creator's intent. As soon as a critic turns his eye or ear on Western art, however, all he can see or hear is imperialism and white privilege. For those of us who actually studied Leninism, Hegelian Marxism, and how it was done in the Soviet Union and how it related to Marx and things, this is exactly where certain music was just declared degenerate. We don't mean like rap with dirty language. I mean, certain kind of art, you know, for example, pastoral scenes of landscapes, that's degenerate. It could be anything like that. This is exactly what communism does. She says, it's a perverse obsession, Heather writes. We are teaching young people to dismiss the greatest creations of humanity. We're stripping them of the capacity to escape their narrow identities and to lose themselves in beauty, sublimity, and wit. No wonder so many Americans are drowning in meaninglessness and despair. We must stop apologizing for Western civilization. To be sure, slavery and segregation were grotesque violations of America's founding ideals. For much of our history, black Americans suffered injustice and gratuitous cruelty. Today, however, every mainstream institution is twisting itself into knots to hire and promote as many underrepresented minorities as possible, yet those same institutions grovelingly accuse themselves of racism. The West has liberated the world from universal squalor and disease, thanks to the scientific method and the Western passion for discovery and knowledge. It has given the world plumbing, hot showers, and frigid winters, flat, clean water, steel, antibiotics, and just about every structure and every device that we take for granted in our miraculously privileged existence. And I use the word privilege here to refer to anyone whose life has been transformed by Western ingenuity, i.e. virtually every human being on the planet. It was in the West that the ideas of constitutional government and civil rights were born. By the way, there's still slavery, folks, all over the world. Yes, to our shame, we had slavery. What civilization did not? That's right. If the legacy of slavery makes blacks not perform, then why is that not true for everybody else? Because every culture out there, white or not, has been enslaved at one point or another. Go see the great books by one of the greatest thinkers in our world, in our planet today, Thomas Sowell. Go see the scholarly evidence. What civilization didn't have slavery? But only the Anglosphere expended lives and capital. Only those Westerners, the Britons, the Americans, were the only people in the world that gave our lives to end and our wealth to end the nearly universal practice of slavery. And yet we're the biggest bogeyman out there. Isn't that amazing? She writes, the British Navy used 13% of its manpower to blockade slave ships leaving the western coast of Africa in the 19th century, as Nigel Bigger has documented. Every ideal that the left uses today to bash the West, such as equality or tolerance, you know, the good ideas, those ideals, those originated from Western civilization, from Christian Western civilization. I'm adding that, from Christian and the scientific method, all the things these people now decry. Now, folks, I just had a discussion a day ago with a great world-renowned artist. He's in the National Museums of, I don't know, 50 or more nations. It's museum quality only, permanent display of in the Smithsonian. And we were talking about these people, you know, tearing down statues. He thinks it's crazy. He's a black man, our good friend, and Eddie Dixon. And I was saying, you know, I never looked at a statue of Robert E. Lee and thought we were celebrating the South. I always thought, there's a loser. There's somebody we lost. Why have they allowed people, even at the local level here in our communities, to confuse people into believing that memorializing something is the same as celebrating something? It never was. It certainly isn't. You memorialize it so you remember. But of course, we have to get rid of these things. Of course, that's really not in these people's own interest. They're just too stupid to know it.
Fred on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Hey now, I'm Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers. Have you ever thought about incorporating a shipping container into a new barn or shop like the one we have here at Campbell Containers? Or maybe you just need some extra storage space at your home, farm, or deer lease. Stop by Campbell Containers and look at our inventory. We're on I-20 between Abilene and Clyde at the exit 297, or give me a call, 325-518-3309, or check us out at campbellcontainers.com.
License DACLA 1229 OE.
Heart heating and AC is my choice and the choice of many listeners. One listener wrote saying she wanted me to know what wonderful service they gave. Another told me how impressed she was with Heart's knowledge compared to another firm on whole home humidity control. Heart heating and AC keeps my home and the True Texan studio cool in summer, warm in winter. Take your business to Heart. HeartHeatingandAC.com. Lubbock area friends, it happens every year when the weather warms up. Almost all the household pests hatch and spread at about the same time. Call Gafford Pest Control today to have your place treated inside and out. Then you won't be stuck like most people waiting up to 2 weeks or more to get treated. It happens every year without fail, so call now. Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292. Don't wait, as you'll end up waiting even longer. Call Gafford Pest Control now, 792-4292, and be sure and tell them Pratt on Texas sent you.
Keeping Texas great. Here's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Now let's get to the conclusion of Heather McDonald's really good speech that she gave and edited for print and in Primus from Hillsdale. It was the February 2024 issue, volume 53, number 2. You can subscribe at imprimus.hillsdale.edu. It's free. You get the little one sheet. It's one issue, one speech, one subject each month. And it's just wonderful. I've been taking them since before I was an adult, ladies and gentlemen, and I absolutely enjoy it. Sometimes I stack them up 2 or 3 months at a time, then on a nice, wonderful day, light up a fine cigar or something and sit and read through them. And they're just, it's such a level of thinking that it engages your mind. So let's go on about this issue of disparate impact thinking, this quotas business. The ongoing attack on colorblind excellence in the United States is putting our scientific edge at risk. China, which cares nothing for identity politics, let me add here, not the way it's done here. Their identity politics is that Chinese is a race, not a nationality, and that they're superior to the rest of the world. They are inherently racist, folks. The Chinese Communist Party, the things it says, the Chinese culture embedded in China, in the party, is inherently racist. Their attitude is, we're all barbarians, we're all dogs, and they are naturally superior. That's what's so funny when you these leftists celebrate all these other societies in the world, and yet those societies believe the things, I mean, to their core, and express the things in their core documents that are repugnant and that these people claim to be against. And again, I just show that shows what a bunch of useful idiots they are. They don't even know the basics. So China is throwing everything it has at its most talented students. By the way, that's why a lot of them are here in our greatest universities. China ranks number one in international tests of kindergarten through 12th grade math, science, and reading. The U.S., even though we spend more money per student than almost any country in the world, and that includes Texas, you morons who get all these figures saying, oh, it's only $7,000 or $8,000. You don't know what you're talking about. That's not all funding sources in the state. It's much, much higher than that. The U.S. ranks 25th. China is racing ahead in nanophysics, artificial intelligence, and other critical defense technologies. Chinese teams dominate the International Olympiad in informatics. Meanwhile, the American Mathematical Association declares math to be racist, and President Biden puts a soil geologist with no background in physics at the top of the Department of Energy science programs. This new science director may know nothing about nuclear weapons and nuclear physics, but she checks off several identity politics boxes and publishes on such topics as, quote, a critical feminist approach to transforming workplace climate, end quote. What do we do in response to such civilizational immolation? In other words, burning ourselves to death. We proclaim that standards are not racist. Let me repeat that. We proclaim that standards, and by the way, I extend this well beyond what I'm talking about, standards of behavior, how you dress, not having your music in your car booming so loud it bothers people and rattles their windows and they can hear it in their houses. It's not just standards like the testing, it's standards of behavior. We used to have those in all communities. In fact, the older black folks I knew when I was young were a lot more, see, that's it's always the liberal whites that allow all this stuff. They were far more strict. What do? We proclaim that standards are not racist and that excellence is not racist. We assert that categories like race, gender, she means sex, and sexual preference are never qualifications for a job. That's right. I know for a fact that being female is not an accomplishment, Heather writes. I am equally sure that being homosexual or being black are also not accomplishments. No, they just are. Well, she's buying the homosexual thing. That's a behavior, but anyway. Should conservative political candidates campaign against disparate impact thinking and in favor of standards of merit? Of course they should. They will be accused of waging a culture war. But it is the progressive elites, not their conservative opponents, who are engaged in cultural revolution. Most conservatives today are not even playing defense. How about legislation to ban racial preferences in medical training and practice? How about it, our legislators out there that listen to this show? Because it's happening here. How about eliminating the disparate impact standard in statutes and regulations? Conservatives should by all means promote the virtues of free markets and limited government, but the diversity regime is the nemesis of both. Lowering standards helps no one, since high expectations are the key to achievement. In defense of excellence, we must speak truth, never apologize, and never back down. It's kind of hard to do that when you yourself are in office and you don't even know truth because you don't read. You don't keep up. You don't know what's going on out there. And it's always so late by the time we decide to do something about it that this stuff's already is a full cancer, worked its way all through our institutions. How many times I've heard people, including elected representatives, we don't have that problem at Texas Tech. We don't have that at A&M. That's just UT Austin. Wrong. Texas Tech had more deeply rooted this DEI in and got caught and was splashed all over the pages, even though the local media still tries to ignore it, all over the pages of the Wall Street Journal for using DEI criteria, political point of view to hire people, not in sociology where you'd think, but in the chemistry department, folks. That's why we banned this stuff, but it's still there. A&M's going full left. These things are fundamental. They're in our basic institutions. We have to fight constantly. And it'll make a lot of people mad when I say it. And I am by no means saying that whatever the current name of it is, I mean, I get this, people are just ignorant. And I mean that just in reality, it's face value. They're ignorant that the high school testing regime was put in under Governor Mark White and a Democrat legislature because the business people, when we hit the oil bust, figured it out real quick that the school districts that everybody's supposed to love and trust were handing out tens of thousands of diplomas to kids who couldn't read at a fourth grade level or do any math, and you couldn't hire anybody. So the state itself rose up. And now what do we have? Well, we changed the name of it and changed the test ever so many years because nobody likes it. Because nobody really likes it. Most people do not like having their performance measured. Ignorance is bliss. It's better not to know. It's better to just live in a society, and Republicans are really that bad on this right now, just believing, well, our school's rural. It's great. No, it isn't. I went to school in one of them, and I know other ones that aren't, and they're not. There are some little bitty, very poor schools that score very high in testing. There are inner city, big, all poor, very English as a second language, like Brownsville ISD, that for the last two decades has outperformed almost everybody on state testing without teaching to the test. Their kids score well. Everybody's got a reason. Well, my school's a good school. We're in a nice suburban area. We have the better kids, really. You looked at the drug use, the sex, the everything else, the homosexuality, the trans stuff. If you looked at the lost and broken souls, I'm just telling you that Republicans too fall for this idea. Now, they're not going for the disparate impact thing, but folks, do you understand what you're being manipulated to do when you go for the idea that we shouldn't have testing? We spend billions, literally billions, your biggest property tax, your biggest tax most people pay is the local school property tax in Texas. And the idea that we shouldn't have standards, tests, standardized tests, and maybe they need to be different, maybe they need to be just a general test like the Iowa or something and not the one we have now, we change that all the time. But the idea that we shouldn't have standards, that's just the leftist idea to destroy society, and it is dangerous. We need these standards so we know how we're doing, and we need to be adult enough to recognize failure and deal with it. Subscribe to Imprimis at imprimis.hillsdale.edu. These are great pieces. You can have them in your home free of charge. Thanks for joining me. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.